Diana Seeger, President, CEO of Grand Rapids Community Foundation, on behalf of our Perspectives in Philanthropy Conversation Monthly. Happy IW Day to you.
Yes, and to you too. Yay us. We all do great work. Yep.
I always say hashtag more to do, but maybe this is a time to pause and certainly recognize that work is being done and needs to be done and will be done, but we need the guys too, so there we go. Diana, a formal introduction to you. We do speak on behalf of Perspectives in Philanthropy, and I'm going to bring into our conversation a reality check where I'd like you to take us back to last March and how the philanthropic sector responded in the first weeks to this COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, we immediately, a group of some of the larger foundations and the heart of West Michigan United Way, the Monday after the where everything was shut down, we got together, obviously, virtually, and we met daily, and we still are meeting on a weekly basis. Our initial focus, though, was to work with our partners to address immediate basic needs, and we were very intent on reducing what I would say those barriers for people to access supports until governmental resources became available. And I would just have to say hats off to the Heart of West Michigan United Way, who really created a fund at that time, and as we did too, but we work in strong partnership. So, you know, as we were able to address those basic needs, we turned our attention to the broader sector of nonprofit organizations concerned about the long-term impact. So we knew, as we know now, that we're in this for the long term.
Yes. What have you learned since then?
Well, you know, the thing that we've learned so much. And that the fact that our partners, our networks, our local leaders, community organizers, and how are we all experiencing the pandemic? And we know that the pandemic had magnified the historic racial inequities that really hit and are still hitting Latinx and Black communities. And so we responded by prioritizing an equitable equitable allocation of our resources, and our partners led us to invest in initiatives led by or reaching communities of color, those organizations that may have limited access to financial support through traditional philanthropy or loan opportunities, and those most impacted by the pandemic. And so many community members were really experiencing those inequities, access to housing, nutritious food, healthcare, you name it. Mm. And as we said, the pandemic really magnified these issues and inequities.
Yes. So what's the philanthropic landscape today on this day, 8th day of March 2021? How are nonprofits faring?
Well, it's variable. We've focused on building the capacity of anchor organizations and really what I would say, really strong collaborative community initiatives, because we know that people need resources to face that long road to recovery. So one partner that I'll highlight is the Urban Core Collective, and their consortium of organizations have a tremendously long history of service and trust in Black and Latinx communities. And their approach includes centering the voices of community and making decisions. And I think that is probably one of the most critical aspects.
Anna Seeger with us, President, CEO, Grand Rapids Community Foundation, our Perspectives in Philanthropy. Have other issues been put on delay or pause while COVID has taken priority, do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, if we're going to heal at all, we have to acknowledge that we're really experiencing two pandemics, Shelley. One certainly is the COVID-19 and the existing racial, social, and economic inequities that have grown, frankly, more concerning over the last year. And so this community foundation has nearly a 100-year legacy of responding to the community's most pressing needs. And the heart of our work has been and frankly, will continue to address equitable education opportunities, healthcare access, and that's really a number one, housing, workforce development, and much more, and looking at those disparities that undergird all of those issues.
Let's talk about recent examples of the Community Foundation's work in action, please.
Yeah, the tangible stuff. Yep. One important topic has been about how the pandemic impacts people of color and women in the workforce. And some of our grant partners thus far are Rendi Progress Capital, West Michigan Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, West Michigan Center for Arts and Technology, and the Women's Resource Center. And all those organizations are working at the grassroots and systems level to help workers sustain and really reimagine their career and entrepreneurial pathways during the current COVID-19 crisis and beyond.
Yes. So, closing comments for this edition of our Perspectives in Philanthropy, Diana.
Yeah. You know, here is adapt. You know, the COVID-19 reminded us about how quickly things can change amid a crisis, and that we can make great impact by allocating our resources. You know, our response will remain fluid as we continue to adapt. As we journey towards recovery, we don't want to return to what was. So our community's deep racial, social, and economic injustices have existed for far too long. So we all of us, I underscore all of us, have a role to play in reimagining a renewed West Michigan.
Love it. All right. Talk about how we find out more about the Community Foundation's work.
Our website is grfoundation.org, which includes information on our recent grant partnerships, our commitment to equity, our COVID-19 response, and our recovery efforts, and so much more. So I encourage people to go to our website.
Wonderful. I leave you with a little voice of Aretha Franklin. How about a little respect on this International Women's Day? Yeah. All right.
Like,
get it.
All right. Okay.
Talk to you soon, Diana. Thanks.
Thanks, Shelley.